This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has resigned and tendered his resignation to Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said he was pained by the prevailing situation following the students' protest over the past 10 days, adding that it was not a matter of prestige for him. He said that considering the situation at Jantar Mantar in New Delhi and across the country, and with the aim of preventing anti-national forces from exploiting it, as well as ensuring that not a single student's future gets entangled in legal complexities, he decided to tender his resignation to the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has accepted his resignation. The flood situation in Assam remains critical, with over 1,15,000 people taking shelter in relief camps. Sipsagar, Charaidio and Jorhat are the worst affected districts. 14 more flood-related deaths have been reported, taking the state's flood death toll to 62. The Dikho, Disang and Dhansiri rivers continue to flow above the danger mark, worsening the situation. Relief and rescue operations are underway, with disaster response teams and district head authorities providing assistance and closely monitoring the affected areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma and reviewed the flood situation in the state. The Prime Minister assured him of every possible assistance from the central government to support the ongoing relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts. In Jammu and Kashmir, the annual Sri Amarnath Yatra and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Yatra resumed today after remaining suspended for 6 days due to inclement weather conditions. Talking to Akashvani News, Divisional Commissioner Kashmir, Ansul Garg said, Amarnath Yatra has been resumed from both Baltal and Pahalgam routes. A fresh batch of over 6,200 pilgrims left the Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas in Jammu this morning. The pilgrims have been advised to strictly adhere to the advisories issued by the administrations of safe pilgrimage. The government will hold third round of discussions with the CJP delegation in New Delhi this afternoon. The talks will focus on CJP's demands for reforms in the examination system and measures to prevent examination paper leaks. The meeting is scheduled at 3:30 p.m. at the Constitution Club. Yesterday, Union Ministers J.P. Nadda and Dr. Jitendra Singh met the CJP delegation in New Delhi. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Nadda said during the meeting they gave a patient hearing to the demands of the CJP regarding reforms in the examination system. On Friday, the Union Cabinet approved a draft bill to set up fast-track courts and to ensure a stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. Sources told Akashvani News that the proposed legislation is expected to be introduced in the Parliament next week. Meanwhile, in a major bid to bring out serious examination reforms, the National Testing Agency has terminated 47 officials from service. The Madhya Pradesh High Court has designated 4 special fast-track courts to hear examination paper leak and related malpractice cases, directing them to complete trials within 3 months of the filling of charge sheets. Acting Chief Justice Vivek Rushia designated district and additional sessions courts in Bhopal, Indore, Gwalior and Jabalpur as special courts under the Lok Pariksha Adhiniyam 2024 and related provisions of the Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita. Delhi police has said that it is continuously monitoring social media handles amid the ongoing protest over the NEET UG paper leak issue. Briefing media in New Delhi today, DCP Central Rohit Rajbir Singh said that Delhi police is sharing every information on fake news, AI and deepfake videos, edited clips and misleading posts through its social media handles. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.